from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, sun's starting to come out here throughout the Delaware Valley, and of course, 10 days to an Eagles game as they will be playing in Brazil. I heard it's going to be, I think, 2 hours later there than here. So it's like a 9 o'clock game there, or 10 o'clock game there, kind of late side. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, Devin, what have we not talked? I mean, we've talked about, it seems like, everything on the birds, but what do you think has not maybe gotten quite enough examination?
I mean, I don't want to sound super negative because I'm excited for this season and I'm optimistic, but I think almost opposite from recent years, the trenches on both sides of the ball, I don't think we're discussing enough in terms of depth, especially.
I agree.
On the offensive line, the right guard position still kind of remains a big question mark.
Might be a disaster.
It might be. Yeah. And like that's going to be key. I know that offense has a ton of weapons and Jalen Hurts has been given all the tools he needs, but if that line is thin, that all kind of falls apart.
I mean, here's what people should know about Mekhi Becton. He was a first-round pick. He's one of the biggest guys in the NFL. Jets fans couldn't wait to get rid of him. And now the Eagles have him playing a different position.
They're playing tackle.
That's tough, man.
He was playing tackle.
I know. I mean, you know,
he got hurt earlier in training camp.
Better players around him. He'll be asked to do less. Think about the difference between being on the island out as a left tackle where there's no one to help you, and playing inside at guard when you've got a center on one side, you've got a tackle on the other side. So basically you've got two sets of hands. You know, one on either side of you to help you if need be.
John, which group do you think is stronger? If you include the pass rushers as defensive linemen, so that would involve, you know, the Reddicks and not Reddick, the Huff and all them. Jeez. The D-line or the O-line, which group is better?
I have no idea what is, Bryce. I still don't know. I don't trust. I trust the offensive line more than I trust the defensive line.
Yeah.
A lot more, in part because Jeff Stoutland, I know he's going to bring everyone along. I don't think we have the depth that I trust from having seen them perform in preseason games well. In previous years, there would be more offensive linemen that we sort of knew, that we had watched, you know, that maybe had gotten into games in previous years. Now it feels like more of a question mark. But then you go to the defensive side of things, and it's like, holy cow. It's Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, and Milton Williams. Those are the big names. And then a bunch of guys, Ojomo, Tuipulotu, who we still don't really know well, even though he's been here.
They were still playing in that third preseason
game. Mustafer, right.
It's time. Here's the deal. It is time for Jordan Davis to play football and sustain
it. And I don't trust that he's capable of doing that.
I don't want to hear about the Ojomos and the Tuipulotu. I hear you, John. They're going to get their chances. But this needs to be year three for Jordan Davis.
Could finally get the appreciation he deserves this year.
He's all right.
Jordan Davis, what we're expecting of him, which is get out there and play like a starter, like a guy who gives you a normal, whatever it might be. Maybe it's 75 snaps at times. Can you do that, Jordan Davis?
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if that's possible.
215-592-9494. We'll also get to, coming up shortly here, what I think is the most interesting cut situation. Will he make it? Will he not make it today? We'll address that shortly. Let's also give you a chance here to win a pair of tickets to see the Killers as they are going to be in the area on September 7th, Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. September 7th for the Killers. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Happy birthday goes out to that Aaron Paul, the number two guy, if you will, on Breaking Bad. Phenomenal show, obviously Walter White and his buddy Aaron Paul and the whole deal, and what a great show it was. And today we'll ask you, because that's an interesting, one dynamic of that show that's really interesting, I think particularly in the first season, is the relationship between the two of them despite a generational divide. I mean, wasn't Walter White his teacher?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. So you have, like, you know, the middle-aged guy, and then you have the you know, the young 20-ish-something guy. And it creates an interesting dynamic between the two of them. Today at 215-592-9494, we will ask you, and the best answer is going to win the tickets to The Killer. From all the movies and TV shows you've ever seen.
Killers,
what did I say? The Killer, yeah. From all the movies and TV shows you've seen, books, anything it might be, what's the most interesting relationship where there's a generational divide? Super old and super young, can be, you know, a 60-year-old and a 30-year-old. I mean, you know, like, they're not too close. Like, Daniel LaRusso.
How big is a divide?
Let me give you one here. I mean, Daniel LaRusso and Mr. Miyagi clearly have a divide.
That's a big one.
Like, they just do. Like, Richie and Fonzie.
You need to stop.
Richie and Fonzie don't have a divide.
Well,
they're like five years apart or something.
There is a bit of a divide.
But it's not enough.
Yeah, you're right. They're a little bit too chummy.
They're the same generation. All right. But Miyagi and Danielson. I mean, it's clearly they're from different generations.
All right. That was my answer.
So. All right. Best answer. Get that thinking cap on, Devin. Best answer by the end of the show for a fascinating dynamic between two people from different generations. Whoever provides the best answer is going to win the tickets to the Killers. John, what are you thinking here today?
I cannot get over. I'm going to defend a character who has been much maligned by society. Since when I was a child, watching Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, reading Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Grandpa was love. Grandpa was warm. Grandpa was the nurturing Grandpa.
Grandpa Joe.
It's like, yeah.
Lazy Joe. I like to call him Lazy Joe, personally.
Yeah, the grandpa that didn't get out of bed until he won a golden ticket.
Or that's so messed up. Everyone believes that Grandpa was this lech now.
It inspired him.
Like a malingerer. Grandpa was not a malingerer, Jimmy. Grandpa was a loving
he
grandpa.
He knew anything for like 30 years.
Ill.
And then Charlie's like, I got a gold ticket. He's like, let's roll.
It was a miracle that he could get out of bed and he could go with Charlie and he could provide that rock-solid guidance through that experience where other kids who had poor guidance were falling by. They were...
Devin, you think he's a bum?
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
That's so wrong.
He's not a bum. Everyone give us great answers. I think it's a good answer. A really interesting relationship, two characters, different generations. Seltzer, what do you got?
Yeah, I think that's a haymaker answer. Yep. I will take one completely off the board. I want to leave the best ones on the table. I don't know if anyone on this show has even seen this movie. Has anyone seen The Grand Budapest Hotel?
Yes.
All right, M. Gustav and Zero in that movie.
Oh.
Phenomenal relationship. I think Ralph Fiennes, that's one of the best performances of the 2000s. That movie's awesome.
Right, that's one of my favorite, what's his face?
Wes Anderson. It's my favorite Wes Anderson.
Answer wins the tickets to The Killers. Devin, what are you thinking here?
Okay, well, you literally took my Karate Kid, Mr. Miyagi answer, so I'm going to go with a show that was just reportedly renewed for season, Rebecca Welton and Keeley Jones.
Yeah.
I like their relationship.
I do, too. So I didn't hear that it was renewed. I heard that it's being discussed.
Oh, I thought it was official. But you would know. You have the people mad.
Yeah,
so.
No, I heard Lasso's not on board yet, but they're in talks.
Okay.
Which is good.
Well, the problem is he doesn't want to be... You heard why, right?
Yeah, he doesn't...
Did we talk about that?
Yeah, he doesn't want to go back to, Europe.
He does that much.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Want to be apart from his kids.
Yeah.
So just we'll like the coach on the show.
Well, maybe they'll do like Gladiator did and then just change the star. What a freaking joke that is. No one's a bigger Denzel fan than me, but Denzel and Gladiator instead of Russell Crowe. Like, Gladiator died. Hate to spoil the news if you didn't see the movie from 24 years ago. He died.
You know, there wasn't
How do we have
just
another
one.
Why?
How do we have
another
there
gladiator?
Wasn't just one gladiator that ever fought in Rome.
I don't like it. That's phony.
Why
baloney.
Do you feel
Why?
Like there's
Many
only...
movies have done this where it's just the world
make
that
a
you
new
create.
Movie.
Like The Quiet
make
Place. Quiet Place Day One came out. It's the day one. The other movies were way past that. Years past the same. No characters
that.
In
right,
it. I know it doesn't. I'm just
that.
Using an example.
215-592-9494 to weigh in on all this. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, guys. How are we today?
Super.
Fantastic.
Dan.
We got another win last night, Dan. Three in a row.
But it's a win that's going to spur more good feeling and future wins as well.
And it was a fighting Phils win, you know? Like,
that's right. That's a good point.
It was.
Yep, that's right.
Defensively. So I told Jimmy, I don't want to sound like Mad Mike or anything here, but I guarantee the Eagles lose their first game in Green Bay.
Why?
We could.
Dan, you said you guarantee
That's
it.
That's not ridiculous what, to say.
Well, I think it's ridiculous to guarantee it. Why do you guarantee it?
So, I don't. Obviously, we have the no preseason play. We have this whole new dynamic in the coaching, and then you have the travel. And like you just said, you're playing at 10 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night. I just don't think it sets up well as an opening game, especially.
What do you think it sets up well for Green Bay? I mean, it's the same thing.
I know, but I'm pretty sure they played some of their players in the preseason.
They did.
I don't know what the
they played their starters.
Is like you cannot see Jalen Hurts in the preseason or.
And Dan, you make nothing of the fact that Sirianni with light playing of players in the past is 3-0. You make nothing of that in his opening games.
Yeah, I just think this year is different with it, though. I don't know why, Joe. I got this feeling. I don't know why there was nobody out there. And by the way, we have a new running back, right? We have new offensive linemen, and I know they're coaching. I mean, I know they're doing practices, and I know they're.
Dan, let me ask you the same question I've asked John a few times in the last couple of weeks. I'm really curious how you take this on, because the argument to play them obviously is, you know, get some reps in, get your body a little more conditioned. Okay, I get those points. You know, have the preparation mentally entering the game. All right. Generally, it a lot of people say get them out there for one or two series. Let's say it equates to, I'll be generous, 9 plays. You actually think Jalen Hurts playing 9 plays, of which he'd probably throw it 6 times and hand it off 3 times. You actually think that really makes a legitimate difference?
So I kind of do. So you're playing against.
Explain to me how. How does he turning around and handing the ball to the running back? How does that actually impact things?
Hold on. Think about the 6 hours before he turned around and handed the ball off to that running back. Think about how different it was for him to get ready for that game if he was playing versus if he wasn't playing.
It's different. But he's also
it's completely different.
But he's also
and
gotten
he
ready
didn't
for
do any of the hey get ready to play like you're playing preparation yet this
and
year,
no,
despite
nobody,
the fact that
nobody,
he has a new offensive coordinator and a completely new protection system that I want to see. I need to see this applied in practical application on the field where there's a pocket and he's protected. I would have loved to have seen that in the preseason. And I'm like you're saying, maybe it's 10 reps. Maybe it's 15 reps. A couple drives. That's all I need. But I wanted to see it actively carried out from when it's called Kellen Moore up in the booth all the way down to the sideline, out to the field.
Well, Dan,
a couple drives.
Dan, for what it's worth, one of the 32 teams already lost their starting quarterback because he played in a game and got hurt. I mean,
I'm not saying that's a
was that in a game or was it in practice, Joe?
I thought it was a game. Was it practice?
I don't know. I think it might have been
all right,
practice.
Dan, give me an answer here. For the killer tickets, killer's tickets, most interesting relationship, generational divide.
Well, Yoda and Luke Skywalker.
Wow. That is interesting. Mm.
Okay, wow.
Multiple generations divided there.
Yeah, that's a great answer.
That's huge.
That's a big-time answer.
Yeah.
215-592-9494.
Joe, it was in the opener that he tore
opening
his
game. Meniscus. Gotcha. And we're talking, if you don't know, we're talking about the old Michigan quarterback who was going to be the starting quarterback for the Vikings. Vikings, right?
Yeah, correct. J.J. McCarthy.
Yep. Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, thinking about making a switch to an electric vehicle. Well, think Armin Chevy. Armin has incredible leases on the Blazer EV and Equinox EV. Together, let's drive. All right, today's question, who do you think made the decision to give Taiwan Walker another start? Three choices and three choices only. We go top down. A, the main man that runs the Phillies organization in that the pocketbook, the purse, the wallet. It's his pocketbook, purse, and wallet. John Middleton, the owner. Choice B, Dave Dombrowski, GM, but he's not really GM. He's what they call Executive Vice President of Baseball Operations. He oversees baseball. Choice C, Rob Thompson, the manager. Who made the call? Now, you can vote at Sports Radio WIP
Sam
on
Folt's
Twitter.
Sam Folt's not on that list.
Sam Folt's not on that list. That's
even
right.
Even though he's our GM.
Nor is Caleb Kaufman. All right. Are you bothered, John, that he gets another start? I am bothered by it. I find it incredible that they can't come up with someone else to get this start. And I know it might not and probably won't last much longer, but I find it highly bizarre that they don't go with my theory of anybody else.
I think I'm deaf now after that.
A minor leaguer. I'll take 15 relief pitchers. I'll take 77 different minor leaguers.
It does feel like
I'll
it's
take
so
anybody
soon,
else.
Too. And he's right back in our face. It feels so tone deaf. But maybe he just doesn't care. He wants to eat innings.
No,
I don't agree with getting him back out there in any way. It does not help anything from an attitude perspective. Like, if I'm a teammate, I'm incensed. I'm just like, what do we have to see?
I agree, John.
For him to stop being trusted. No one can possibly trust this guy. Why does the manager?
I know they're kind of trying to play a little game where, okay, he doesn't pitch against the Braves. Mm-hmm. He pitches against the Astros. I mean, honestly, I don't see the games really that different in consequence because I don't see the Phillies-Braves thing as, I mean, look, don't get me wrong. Braves could get back into it. I'm not saying the game doesn't matter a decent amount. But to me, they almost all matter the same because, I mean, Devin, in your updates, for every time you say the Phillies and Braves, mm-hmm. you're saying the Phillies and Dodgers and the Phillies and Brewers. I mean,
right.
I think more in terms of the Phillies and Dodgers.
I care more about that right now.
So
do I.
Phillies Dodgers is
totally
at the forefront.
I mean, every day when I wake up, I mean, I'm looking at the standings and who won the prior night for anything I missed before going to bed, but I'll call it focus more mm-hmm. on the Dodgers result than the Braves result.
Yeah.
So having Taiwan pitch against anyone to me is ridiculous. I know it's not going to last much longer unless he has an incredible rebound, but I just feel like he's done enough bad to not warrant another start.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.